This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So gee whiz, a lot of things going on just to spike the day, right? Oh, spiking. Coronavirus spiking, they say. Right, just on cue, right? We get everything back to, oh, no, coronavirus. Right, we're starting to go through the hysterics again one more time. Anyway, so on that cheery note, a lot of things going on, though. We're going to be talking a little bit about Chris Streets, our very own Chris Streets' projection that California will not make payroll this month. Now, there you go. The state might not make payroll. It's starting to look like it more and more and more and more and more every day. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And, of course, the shooter involved and the shooter suspect involved in what happened in Paso Robles yesterday. They've got him. Well, they know who he is anyway. We'll be checking on that little story. And, of course, everything else, Donald Trump, we'll be looking at that as well, and everything New California State. A lot of things going on with New California State. We're making all kinds of arrangements. And, it's just another banner day for all of us in the new state of California. New California State. Just kind of wrap your arms around it, because these things are real. They are absolutely real. A lot of people don't think they are. They think, oh, that's just it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. Sure, never going to happen. Well, sometimes, you know what? Those people are wrong. And in fact, most of the time, those people are wrong. I'll tell you, they're wrong when it comes to New California. There are so many opportunities that are going to be opened up for everybody around the world in New California. And you'll see. Everybody's going to say, well, we're going to be having a rush of people to New California. Probably. Yeah, probably. We will stop the outflow. The outflow is just absolutely treacherous, and we know that. And we're going to talk about that. Katie Grimes has an article about the outflow of people here leaving leaving California and also leaving behind their opportunity probably for a new California. Just thought I'd say that to all you folks out there who might be thinking about, well, maybe we really shouldn't leave California because there is this new California thing going on. You think? I mean, to me, it's kind of like just a no-brainer is what I think. We're going to be having some really good things this weekend, just rallies and all sorts of things happening this week, and we're really or this weekend, and also beyond, points beyond. And Donald Trump, yes, will be having his rallies. Okay, so what in the world is really truly going on with this whole thing up there in Seattle? And, you know, if you have ever heard of the no-go zones, you know, these are very famous in the United States. Oh, in the United States? Now they are. You're entering the free Cap Hill zone. Isn't that amazing? Cap Hill zone. Crazy town. This is the front lead right now on helpless as armed guards patrol anarchist autonomous zone. Shake down businesses and cops. This is all in Seattle. Seattle Union Police Chief, city leaders have lost all political will to enforce the rule of law. Gee whiz, I wonder who's saying that. Yeah, this is what they do. They grow like a cancer. I mean, really, if you take a look at the map of Seattle, there's the yellow areas drawn out and green areas drawn out. Those are the zones of the city that have now been taken over by, guess who? Black Lives Matter. I mean, listen, it's a combination of Black Lives Matter and Antifa is what it's done. Autonomous zone has armed guards, local businesses being threatened with extortion. Boy, that sounds just like out of California now, doesn't it? But, you know, the Seattle, listen, they ain't got nothing on California. So Seattle police say they have received reports of armed guards and potential extortion in a self-declared autonomous zone that spans several blocks and includes a now closed precinct. That's because they left the precinct. We've heard anecdotal reports. This is a person totally out of touch or a person who's totally involved. You can't have it both ways or both. But if you're involved, then you're totally turning your everything against proper policing, or both. I think it's the or both part. This is a statement from the Assistant Chief of Police, Deanna Noletti. We've heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within the zone. Or the area. This is the crime of extortion. Shocking. If anyone has been subjected to this, we needed them called 911, Assistant Chief Deanna Noletti said on Wednesday. Seattle protesters stormed City Hall. There's a good one. Yeah, you might not have heard about this, that they stormed City Hall the other day. And again, why? Because they could. They had a key to the door. One of the council members let them in. Go on in. Protesters calling to defund the police and making sweeping reforms to law enforcement tactics have declared a six-block region spanning 13th Avenue past 11th Avenue near Cal Anderson Park and from the East Olive Street to East Pike Street, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. That's what they declared it. There you go. The region encompasses the Seattle Police Department's East Precincts, which was abandoned by cops on Monday following days of violent clashes between law enforcement and protesters in the wake of George Floyd's death. Officers retreated from the area in an effort to quell the violence. Okay, you just heard kind of the official word, I guess, that if people are being extorted, call 911. Well, what if you call 911, do you think they're going to come into the autonomous zone? Now, here's the problem. The people in the autonomous zone all have guns. They look like AR-15s. Now, these are supposed to be the people that want to take away your guns, right? But here they are. They're setting up their own autonomous cop-free zone, as they call it. So, are they legally doing what they're doing with guns? No, they're criminals. They're not legally doing this. This is outright revolt and rebellion. And what they then listen, it's revolt and rebellion by stealing other people's property. There you go. That's it. This is called terrorism. These are terrorists. Call 911. Well, that's not us. Call Donald Trump. In other words, the rule of law is completely broken down now. I mean, when you have it like this, you can't just have a little bit of it. You just can't have a small territory without it influencing and affecting the rest of the territory of Seattle and Washington State. It's infected the entire state. And it's like a cancer. It's going to grow. If you take a look at it on a map, it looks to me like, you know, having been a cancer survivor, it looks to me like this is the spread of cancer. Officers retreated from the area in an effort to quell the violence. Right, which included multiple shootings. One that was sparked after a man rammed his vehicle into a crowd of protesters, and police officers have deployed tear gas and pepper spray to disperse large groups. Shocking. And what are they doing about it? We wanted to be able to facilitate and support peaceful demonstrations, Naledi said. Demonstrators within the autonomous zone have been mostly peaceful. Within the autonomy zone. Oh, boy. A law enforcement officer told Fox News. There you go. Shocking. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. No-go zones. No-go for you. You can't go over there. You can't touch this. Well, they're touching it. Boy, are they spanking it. Yeah, it's pretty intimidating looking at some of these pictures, you know, guys walking around with AR-15s. And, you know, it's interesting. They'll do nothing to the extremists on the left, but if these were what they would determine to be people from the right, even your mom and pop, you know, the old white guys roaming around with their flags, you know, Trump supporters, boy, they'd be in there in a second. They would be. They'd be cleaning that mess up right now. But you see, a Democratic mess is okay, but a Republican conservative mess, not so good. Same mess, same kind of mess, but you know what we ought to do is tell them, this is a conservative area, this no-go, and these are really conservative ideologues out there. They have their guns. Man, they are clearly conservatives. Shut it down. You're not going to do that. Okay, we finally get another admission of something that we've been talking about for years, and I'll never forget talking to. This goes back to early 2000, I'm going to say about 2003 and 2004, I can vividly remember it. And I'm thinking, it was around the time we went to Seattle. So maybe it's more like 2005. Maybe 2006. I'm like memory lane here. And we're talking about this. To give you the gist of the conversation, I was talking to some people, including lobbyists that we're talking to. And they were talking about this whole issue here. The California's outbound migration continues. Okay, this is by Katie Grimes. It's a fresh article. So listen to this, June 11th, 2020. So in the time frame from about 2005 to 2006, I'll give you 2010. I remember vividly sitting down with some people. We're in Reno, Nevada at a function. Reno, Nevada. And we were sitting around a round table and discussing some very interesting things with some very left-wing people, very left-wing people. And, you know, when you're in Seattle or when you're in Reno, you're out of California, right? So I noticed that every time I go to Reno and I run into Californians, the hair comes down, especially liberals, that just kind of let it flow. And the topic came up. This topic came up. Outbound migration. This is so. Let's say after be that in that time frame, 2005-2010. Sorry, I can't pinpoint the exact year, but this was the gist of the conversation. It was this, and we were at a function, you know, a convention. Sorry, I have to get the dogs under control. Even they get excited. Anyway, at this convention, these people who were sitting around were talking about outbound migration and how the businesses are leaving. And I brought up the conversation, well, if the businesses leave, what's going to happen to the people? Are they going to go too, or are they going to become welfare, what? And then I said to him, a shocking, why are they leaving? And one of the people spoke up and said, well, they're not really leaving. And I said, they're not. What do you mean they're not really leaving? I knew people that were already moving to Texas and because of the fees. And we were talking about Tiger Woods. It was Tiger Woods. That was the prompt. Because golf, of course, is a big thing. And they had a golf tournament up there, and we had run into a what is the guy's name? One of the top flight golfers in the elevator, actually. He was very reserved and everything. I said hi to him. Anyway, but it, in that conversation, it was because Tiger Woods was one of the people who did the outbound. You might not know this because he went to Florida because he did not want to pay the California taxes. The tax burden was just too much for him. So he moved, as well as other athletes and actors and so on. But this one guy was just insistent. There is no, it was almost like, you know, robot. And he was programmed to say this. I'll never forget that. He just kept on insisting with this group of people. They're very influential people, actually, in the legislative world. And that he said, they're just not leaving. You guys don't, you're exaggerating. And I said, how can you say that when you have people, high, you know, high value, high luster people like Tiger Woods, who's leaving the state? And this guy, I mean, he was just coming back. It's not happening. You don't know what you're talking about. There is none of this stuff. Well, this guy turned out to be working for one of the leftist legislators at the time. And I'll never forget the conversation because he was so insistent that, you know, if you hold up two fingers, and there's really two fingers there, he's telling you there's five that you can see. It was that kind of a thing with him. And I kept on thinking to myself, my God, why is this guy so insistent on this? Well, that was, again, in 2008-ish, I'll put, go to the middle there. And that is, I think, exemplary of what we're seeing right now. People are into that denial phase, and it's still deeply ensconced, at least in government of California. And, of course, the big thing with Jerry Brown and Arnold Schwarzenegger was that no one wants to leave California because of the weather. They'll never leave. It's too good. And people are going to come into New California, into California. They are going to come into New California. But everybody stopped coming to California except for the illegal foreign nationals. And that's, of course, started up in earnest around 2010, 11, and 12. And that was, of course, like, wow, why are we doing that sort of thing? And, of course, Jerry Brown by that time had become governor again for a third term. Shocking. A governor for a third term. You see, because he was the special one who got special treatment in the gubernatorial really ideological battle of term limits, actually, in 1990, when the California state passed, I think it was Proposition 14, allowing the governors to have two terms. I mean, it was just that they just laid, you could only have two terms, except it starts after November of 1990. So in 1990, they passed this resolution, and of course, the only person that could fit it, that could actually, who has had two terms before in the 70s and into the early 80s, was Jerry Brown. So he was eligible to go and have a third and fourth term. So from 1990 to 2010, Jerry Brown was off the radar, but then he runs again in 2010 for the governorship. Because he can. And he wins, of course, because the fix was already in. We knew that. And, of course, that started all the great outbound stuff. Even when people saw Jerry Brown being reelected, they said, oops, not for me. Not for me. Now, Katie Grimes, now let's fast forward to 2020. We've had 8 years of Jerry Brown. And boy, was there a skew in this, and we'll talk about that too, in terms of the money spending. Jerry Brown outspent every other governor in recent memory. One of the reasons why California is bankrupt today. It says, with Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots breaking out across California, some city dwellers are longing for safer neighborhoods and safer towns. And following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis by a police officer, radicals in BLM and Antifa, which ironically stands for anti-fascist, use Floyd's deaths as an opportunity and excuse to wreak havoc. For many Californians, the final straw came sooner, as more than 691,000 Californians left the state in 2018. Texas nabbed 86,164 former Californians that year, according to an Orange County Register report. And Census Bureau migration data of 2018 shows in raw terms of people moving. The top spot for Californians is Texas, which got 86,000. Next came Arizona. Next came Washington. Next came Nevada. Next came Oregon. That's where all the liberals went. Washington, Oregon. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this Katie Grimes article. More information than data. We love data, right? And I trust Katie's data, by the way, so it's, you know, she's a trustworthy source. We're talking about where people went after they started leaving California to places like Texas and Arizona. And she's citing an Orange County Register article and report. Census Bureau migration data for 2018 shows in raw terms of people moving. And the top spot for Californians is Texas, which got 86,000. Californians in 2018. Next came Arizona at 68,000, Washington at 55,000, Nevada at 50,000, Oregon at 43,000. All told, California had the most exits among the states. Sorry, Katie, you got to put an S there, girlfriend. And that wave grew to 4% a year. The California Legislative and Analyst Office, the LAO, now this is going to become important. Remember, that's the group that's independent here in California, also reported that for many years, more Californians have left for other states than move here. And according to the data from the American community, here we go. This is right in the sweet spot of what I was talking about. The American Community Survey from 2007 to 2016, about 5 million people moved to California from other states, while about 6 million left. On net, the state lost 1 million residents to domestic migration. Now, what people are these people? You know, I'm telling you, it's not people coming in from other states, probably. It's people coming in illegally across the border, at least that. I mean, you laugh. You think, how could it be 5 million? It's easily done over that period of time. It says, on net, they lost 1 million residents to domestic migration, about 2.5% of its population. Now we are starting to see outbound migration from California's big cities to smaller cities and towns and to states' rural counties, if they even choose to stay in California. So we called this right because we were seeing this. We've been right all along. I'm talking about the new California state movement. In other words, the flight from the cities out to the burbs has grown radically. I live in one of the communities that's really been hard hit by population from people from San Francisco. It says, real estate agents regularly report trends, and Carol Butler, who owns 50cabins.com and is a resort and second home specialist, says that now that people realize that they can work from home, many are choosing to make their primary residence in a beautiful place outside of the big city. She says, I'm selling more primary homes in Tahoe and El Dorado County, and I am a resort and second home specialist, she says. Butler said, it's as busy as ever, and I wish we had more inventory. The economy here is surprisingly strong for the Tahoe and surrounding area market. Now, keep in mind, she's got to be including Nevada. See, when you take a look at Lake Tahoe, take a look at it on the map. It's divided by an imaginary line right through the lake, and in the eastern side of it is all Nevada. All Nevada. So if she's dipping into what she says, she's got South Lake Tahoe, which is mostly in California. Not really. It's about half in California and half in Nevada. I always stayed at a place inside Nevada. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's God's country. I lived in the mountains for 11 years in the high Sierras at about 7,000 to 8,000 feet. I get that, you know. It says that the riots did not make El Dorado County, and that's one of our counties in New California, although she said there were a few BLM protesters in South Lake Tahoe, but no evidence or destruction. Butler noted that the cabins and mountain homes she usually sells to second home buyers are being purchased by primary home buyers now, and those sellers are leaving California. Mm-hmm. We know why California companies leave for other states. Chief Executive Magazine reports year after year that when CEOs across the country are surveyed, they name California as the worst state in the country in which to have to do business. California has the highest of the nation's in taxes, with one of the highest business tax climates, with the Tax Foundation ranking California as at 49, the second worst in the nation ahead of New Jersey. See, when we started New California, in fact, we got to make a correction because on all of our documents that we have on our website for New California, we had that number at 47, that we were number 47. And now it's updated because, you know, this thing is like, you know, we're like 5 years old as a movement. And we wrote these documents, we were number 47 from this very same Tax Foundation ranking. So on all of our documents, you know, when we talk about taxes and stress, things like that, we talk about 47th worst in the nation. Now it's 49 and dropping. California's 13.3% income tax rate is the highest marginal tax rate in the nation. And when you add up to 37% in federal taxes, hello. Living in California is expensive right off the top, and especially now that we cannot conduct state taxes. Listen to this, cannot deduct state taxes against the federal. Sacramento's real estate agent, Stephen G., no last name given, reports he is seeing more and more home sellers leaving for other states. Initially, the reasons were primarily due to the high cost of living in California. After the statewide lockdown with schools and businesses closed for months, and then the riots for the last 2 weeks, he said he expects to see more people reaching a tipping point. This is, I'm telling you, this is exactly what we're seeing here in New California. And we're telling people, stand your ground. We're not going to take it anymore. Stand your ground, Californians. It says relocation specialist Joe Vranich, who used to live in California for years, has documented the outbound migration of business. Business flight appears to have gotten worse since I issued my recent report, Why Companies Leave California, which found that at least 13,000 companies have... 13,000 companies! Where do you get... I mean, is there any wonder why we're not doing well? Which found that at least 13,000 companies moved out of state during the 2008 and 16 period, and the latest available figures, Manich wrote for Fox and Fox and Hounds last year, the cost of $76 billion in capital was diverted out of California, along with 275,000 jobs. And guess what? We can't make at the end of the month. You probably can't even get a loan at the end of the month, because the state right now is topping over $120 billion in debt. They're just out right now. That's what they have to come up with to stay afloat. Oh, shocking. These are recent numbers now. The cost, $76 billion in capital. There it is. Was diverted out of California along with 275,000 jobs. And companies acquired at least 113 million square feet of space elsewhere. All of those findings are greatly understated because relevant information often went unreported in sources, in source materials. This is an underreported report. So I'm telling you, if it was reported right, that number would, that 76,000 probably be about 115 billion. Maybe 120 billion, which is exactly what we're short right now. I mean, you have to kind of extrapolate some of these numbers. When they say relevant, it's probably a 20% hit. California's current crop of politicians point to occasional economic development within and pride while ignoring the overall business attitude. Just exactly like that guy did up there at Reno that day. He was trying to drive our opinion and drive a narrative with a bunch of influential lobbyists. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And Hello. Like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Yeah. Hey. For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops up.
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got someone who's going to be calling us here from Paso Robles. I guess this gunman is more than just a gunman. He's this is the guy who shot the deputy sheriff in the face, he's been shot in the head, and he's now in intensive care. At least that's what we see going on here. And if he can get him to call in. Yeah, we're open. Our lines are open. And we're going to be talking about this because this is a real big thing here. Here we go. Okay, Reg, you there with us?
Yes, I am. Good news.
Yeah, hang on a second. So tell us what's going on in Paso Robles and San Luis Obispo County now. Go ahead.
Well, personally, what happens is I'll be very, very candid and point blank. This active shooter has been actually at it for 30 hours. It is a laughing joke that a derelict and somebody that's mentally insane can outmaneuver, logistically outthink the sheriff department, the police department, two officers, one shot in the face, that's the last thing. He was critically injured. One homeless man dead at Paso Robles Police Department, while they're actively turning around and figuring this out. They've had a police helicopter with infrared. This guy has been moving north up the Salinas River, which notoriously for years has been homeless encampments. And this is an assumption. He must be able to stock and provision himself as he moves up. There's an open area that as it moves into the wash of the rural area, that how can one man disarray and mobilize a whole county, meaning the Paso Robles Police Department, the Sheriff Department, and very privileged information, FBI has been on the spot for basically 20 hours. What the hell is going on when a Sheriff Department and a community of servicing and protecting the community, by God, people, wake up. There is a time for the militia to be here. And thank God that Paso Robles and the citizens are getting a first-hand view of this. This guy returned fire last night at 10:30 and at 1:30. The last shots were this morning at 6 o'clock, and they were fired from the Ramada Drive, which is south of Paso, about basically coming into the infringement of the Templeton area. That was the last known situation, so...
This sounds
sad,
like
really sad.
You know, if he's provisioning himself, he's probably got provisions already staked out in certain areas as he moves along.
The Salinas River has been known for that, and it's a homeless encampment. And the situation is, and this is from my daughter from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who has direct contact with my stepdaughter. That was asked at 6 o'clock in the morning. They could not protect the side of Templeton, so they had an evacuation order. Was that put on local media? Hell no. No transparency. Hell no. What I say to you, anybody that's listening on this station in New California, I am 100% in support of militia that was shown in Paso Robles with 6,000 strong, that apparently our police force, whether it's funding or underfunding, it's almost to the point like, this is what you've got to show. It's pretty damn pathetic.
So it's to fit the narrative of everything else that's going on, they've all stood down. Is that what you're saying? Or they're incompetent?
There's been no action. There's been a lot of talk and lip service. There's been no transparency of what's going on. and the local news stations have been kept out of it because it's embarrassing. And they're also in an apex right now, which is what? Which is defunding. Do they want to rattle at? Board of Supervisors immediately looked at taking $1.2 million away from the Sheriff's Department. What's going on here? They have an obligation to serve and protect our community, and it is absolutely pathetic. 30 hours of one loose.
Where was
maniac?
After he fired on the police station and wounded the deputy, where was the next incident in the shooting? Where did that happen?
They were in the Salinas River, and they had a response at 10:30 last night and then at 1:30 in the morning. And at 2 o'clock, this guy comes into an AM-PM station off of Niblick Road, which is the Salinas River, gets himself a monster drink, is on video, and then goes back out. And the time for the cops who are in the area to mobilize and they can't pick this guy up, are they part of the problem? It's pretty pathetic.
Well, they have all the night vision and infrared to find things like this.
They have helicopters up on top that use night vision that was put over the airways, especially our local conservative radio, which happens to be KPRL, Paso Robles.
Well, you know, it was quite a phenomenal thing that happened in Paso Robles. And, you know, for our listening audience all around the nation, they put out a thing called, out on Facebook, Protect Paso, because this is when Antifa was coming in into town. And when they put that out, 6,000 people showed up on Facebook within hours, and then everybody went down to the businesses in Paso Robles fully armed and protected the city from any Antifa going on. Now you have a one-off. It seems like a terrorist who's a one-off. He seems like he's fairly well-trained, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very much so.
You're a former military man.
And also, he's a transient, and his base is out of Monterey, so apparently he knows the backcountry. And then also in the South County, we had a Elder Bank bike gang, which is an ex-police sergeant of Pismo Beach, that led for the protection of a community called Nopomo, California. And they were that's across the river from Santa Maria. And Santa Maria houses 150,000 people, well-entrenched Antifa and Tifa. And they stood that down, too. So we have mobilized, and the citizens are really beginning to examine their police departments, their sheriff departments. And are they part of this? What the hell is going on? So communities are arming themselves. They are respecting Parkinson's orders, but at the same time, too.
That's Sheriff Parkinson.
We're going to defend ourselves.
Yeah, Sheriff Parkinson. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff, right. I was under the impression.
They're just getting outworked and outfoxed by one guy. How can this happen?
Well,
pathetic.
You know, some of these guys that are highly trained, who know the terrain and turf, like someone like this. Obviously, this guy is pretty well trained. Just like the guy was trained up there, it looks like the guy was very well trained. The single shooter that got away, who they think killed the guy in Oakland, he killed the one. They think he's the prime suspect of the federal officer being killed just a few days beforehand in Oakland, and then he comes and shows up and ambushes a sheriff in Santa Cruz and kills him. This is after a chase.
Well, it's a well-bridge machine. It's where it's at. And then the playbook of the MS-13, and it's unfolding, and we got to work up. And I am a strong supporter of getting yourself involved in a militia. If you don't know what you're doing, go get familiar with armed, take some training class, and I support 100%, and I'm definitely in. And guess what? When I woke up this morning, Donald Trump was my president. Tomorrow he'll be my president. And in 2020, I support this man 100%. This is complete takedown of this country and the Constitution. Paul, keep at it. I'll be in contact with you.
All right, Reg, thank you very much. Thank you. That was Reggie reporting back, or reporting in, actually, on what's going on in San Luis Obispo. So we've got some real rage building, I think, really, with the community down there. We saw the community come together, sort of an instant, not necessarily militia, but a policing of their businesses in Paso Robles. And now this one guy's loose, and it's getting worse. So nothing yet that I see. I'm going to switch to the some of the news channels here locally and see. Yeah, nothing building here on anything else. They seem to be staying away from all this stuff. They want to keep it quiet, keep it out of the press. But the problem is that this is one of the behaviors that we predicted would be happening at this sort of at this moment. It's kind of like the third phase of what's going on here. We got also another thing too, and I want to bring this up very quickly because we're running out of time. Is that they're going to be making an announcement soon, as soon as today, actually, maybe after the show. Of course, you got to do it after the show. That's tomorrow's news, but we'll bring that to you. Announcement looms on Republican convention city. That'll be out there. It's just amazing what's been going on here today. And, you know, for a short time. Now, last night, kind of interesting, Chris Street got on the show with us. Not the show, but the... what do you call it? Oh, the public call it every Sunday night at 7, and also every Wednesday at 7. We have a public open conference call. Chris Street got up. We had over 200 listeners again last night for a Wednesday. That's a really extraordinary large number. And he basically said that it's getting worse for California economically. And as time is going by with every day getting closer to the 30th, actually the 15th, that's a time in which the governor has to divulge his budget to everybody, but it doesn't look like they're going to make budget this year. They're not going to make the payroll. That is a problem. It looks like they're not going to make payroll. And did you hear what I said? It looks like the state of California is not going to make payroll on payroll. They aren't going to hit their budget numbers. That's out. Payroll is really out. Just let that sink in. The largest economic state in the nation is not going to make payroll because they don't have the money. And that should be starting after July 1st. People might not get the payroll at the end of the month, the paychecks. They'll issue them, I suspect, warrants. That's what it seems like they've always done. They'll issue them warrants. And these warrants will supposedly carry you over. You can go to credit union. And I brought this up in the conversation. If you get issued a warrant in lieu of your paycheck, you're supposed to take that warrant down to, like, say, a bank, and they'll give you, like, 80% value. Now, here's my question. If these banks know what the real dire straits are with California, they know they're never going to get that money back from these people. And it's not the people. They're never going to get the money back from the state. Or if they get it back, it'll be 20 years from now. It'll be paid over low monthly payments type of thing as they restructure California's debt. I know that we know that we've seen this happen in many instances before. It's going to happen here again. So the lack of cash available because of uncredit, they have no credit. They're not credit worthy. The fact that people are not going to honor their warrants bodes badly. Bodes very badly, and Donald Trump's not going to bail them out. He's already told them, we're not bailing you out. And why should listen, I live in California. Why should the other 49 states do that? They shouldn't, and they don't. They're not going to. It's our problem. We need to solve it. There's only one way to solve it, and that's with New California. That's a fact. We are the antidote to the California virus. No more Californication coming to the rest of the nation. When New California steps up, none of that. No, 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 no. We're not going to have that. In fact, it's going to be completely opposite of state in terms of political, the politics and also the culture. That's going to be New California, completely 180 degrees off from California. Just really shocking that you see these sort of things happening. And of course, as the world turns, more and more of this stuff is found out. We're going to be covering this whole story that's going on in Paso Robles and giving you an update. Check out the website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll post up information there as we get it during the course of the day so you can see what's going on, especially people that are in San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles and all that stuff, because, you know, I know how the media works. Sometimes it's very difficult, and you have bad cell reception in places, so that's another problem. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.